From the studios of KXCI Community Radio in Tucson, Arizona, I'm King David McKenzie with the Unvarnished Truth. Here's some of how the world is treating itself today, the 25th of May, 2009. It's Memorial Day in the United States, the holiday that essentially grew out of the Civil War and was originally called Decoration Day, because it was the day the graves of the fallen soldiers of the Civil War were to be decorated by loved ones. Arguably, it's the same holiday the British Commonwealth observes at the same time, on or around November the 11th, that the U.S. observes Veterans Day. I've put up the March 1940 Arch Obler radio adaptation of Dalton Trumbo's Johnny Got His Gun on my Podbean page, King David with an E, KINGDAEVID.podbean.com, as a point to meditate upon today. David Mixner, the civil rights and anti-war activist, is frustrated about the Obama administration's slow, if any, progress on LGBT matters, so he has called for yet another lesbi-gay-trans march on Washington for this October. Initial reaction, especially in light of the California Prop 8 issue, is positive. Coincidentally, the California Supreme Court will announce tomorrow at 10 a.m. Pacific time whether Prop 8 is unconstitutional or the law. The very popular mayor of the West Texas city of San Angelo, J.W. Lone, who had been reelected with almost 90% of the vote earlier this month, has suddenly resigned and did not show up for his fourth inauguration. No, not some corruption scandal, which Texas politics seems to breed like tribbles. This time, Lone had begun a romantic relationship with a man who had been in the United States illegally, and the mayor has decided to pursue that relationship in Mexico. Most of those that the San Angelo Standard Times has heard from still support the mayor, who apparently spent 6 years doing a remarkably good job. A new election appears likely to be set for November unless a unanimous vote of the city council prevents it. The Newspaper Guild of St. Louis reports that the St. Louis Post-Dispatch has laid off 39 staffers and will outsource their jobs. The Post-Dispatch is owned by Lee Enterprises, which also owns the Arizona Daily Star and collaborated with Gannett in killing the Tucson Citizen a week and a half back. A woman in Auckland, New Zealand, is continuing to experience health problems after spending 8 months on a bizarre diet of 10 to 14 cans each day of Red Bull, that so-called energy drink. Brooke Robertson claims she was addicted to the stuff and only broke the addiction after 2 weeks in a hospital after a mild heart attack. She says she experienced withdrawal symptoms and still has a heart murmur, severe cramping, and anxiety attacks. Red Bull is banned in Norway, Denmark, and Uruguay because of similar health concerns. The United States' decision to reintroduce dairy subsidies could have a devastating impact on dairy farmers in other countries. Some analysts are forecasting a 90 million Kiwi dollar loss for dairy farmers in Canterbury County on New Zealand's South Island alone. Tucson Roller Derby's Iron Curtain team may have dropped their most recent bout within their own league, but over the weekend they traveled to Bakersfield, California to take on the Derby Revolution Privates and virtually annihilated their hosts. Final score, Iron Curtain 2-11, Derby Revolution of Bakersfield Privates 9. And incidentally, Tucson Roller Derby will be having a bout this upcoming Saturday at Blade World. More details on that tomorrow. The Tucson Toros dropped 3 of 4 games in their opening homestand against the Chico Outlaws at High Corbett this weekend. They're currently tied for second in the South Division of the Golden League. The Toros host the Orange County Flyers next weekend. Obituaries over the weekend include Jay Bennett, the former member of the rock band Wilco. He died in his sleep in his home in Urbana, Illinois, where he had been running a recording studio. Bennett was only 45 years old. Wilco is scheduled to play Tucson's Rialto Theater on the 18th of June. David Glenn Lunsford, the Chicago Cardinal offensive guard of the 1957 season, has died as well. Injuries cut short his professional football career. He was a two-way starting tackle at Baylor University when he played on the losing side in the 1954 Gator Bowl, which Auburn won, and the winning side of the 1957 Sugar Bowl, which Tennessee lost. Alzheimer's in his hometown of Tyler, Texas, at 75. Buddy Montgomery, the jazz pianist and vibraphonist, sometimes in collaboration with his legendary guitarist brother Wes Montgomery, has died of heart failure at his Palmdale, California home. Buddy was 79 years of age. And Roy Talbot, vocalist, bassist, and the last surviving member of the Talbot Brothers Calypso group of the 1940s and 50s, has died in Paget, Bermuda, of natural causes at the age of 94. If you have any material you'd like for me to include in the next few days, just email me at baronofarizona@gmail.com. That's baronofarizona@gmail.com. And please indicate where you're listening to this program from. Oh, and one thing more today. 17 British tourists were busted on the Isle of Crete yesterday for insulting the Catholic Church after parading themselves dressed in nun attire and naughty lingerie, according to local police. The Britons were arrested in the coastal town of Malia, a popular resort for young travelers with a long tradition, if you want to call it a tradition, of drunken tourist antics. Police said that they will be taken to a prosecutor to be officially charged and may be fined, but are very unlikely to be jailed for the misdemeanor offense. Of course, if you don't like this news, you always have the option of making some news yourself. In Tucson, I'm King David McKenzie. Until tomorrow, have yourselves some peace and oranges.